Hi, this is Dr. Tekna Kripalu, and I am going to show you another meditation. This is to withdraw from your thoughts. You know how we are completely bogged by streams of thoughts, like, you know, we have a monkey mind all over the place. So we want to use as many tools as possible to withdraw ourselves, go into deeper into our meditation. So this is one of another excellent means of leaving unwanted thoughts behind. So get into a comfortable position. Allow your eyes to close. Pick a point in your body, whether it's between your eyebrows or in your heart space or even down at the powerhouse level at the belly button area, or all the way bottom at the, you know, the rectal muscle area. So these are the points you can focus on. And take a few minutes just to relax. You may choose to do the relaxing meditation, which is called deep relaxation, before this if you want to. But, you know, just let's take a few deep breaths to relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. As you breathe in, take in all the positive thoughts. And breathe out all the negative ones as if they're going away from you, from your mind. That helps you empty your mind. Just intention is good. So now, let's send your awareness outside of the building you are in, into the street. Just be aware of all the external noises. If you have cars running around, if you have bikes, you have children laughing, if you're near a playground, or people talking, somebody honking, you may also be aware of the energy and atmosphere outside the building. Try not to label the noises or energetic vibrations. Just be aware of any sounds that you may hear. Take your time. Just become aware. Now gently withdraw yourself from the outside environment into the building. It may be your home, or if it's an office, then the whole building. Try to take in the whole building. No matter how large it is, become aware of any sounds or energies or movement within the building. If it's your house, if you can hear the water dripping somewhere, pipes cracking, anybody walking, upstairs or downstairs. If somebody else is in the kitchen, if you can hear the noise of the running water. You have pets walking around. Just become aware of all of that. Now, gently withdraw yourself from the rest of the house or the building into the room that you're in. Become aware of the sounds, the energies, and the atmosphere of the room you're in. Become aware of the heating, the vent, the temperature in the room, or anything else which is going on in there. If anything beeps, or if it's the computers making this whizzing noise, whatever other noises you can hear in the room. Now, gently withdraw yourself from the room into your body, within the body. Now become aware of movements and the energies inside your body. See if there's any fluctuation of energies, any fluctuation in temperature, any other movement inside the body, the breath you can hear. Sometimes you can hear your heartbeat. Sometimes your bones cracking. Whatever it may be, just become aware of it. Now, finally, withdraw yourself from your body into a place inside yourself where there is stillness into your center. There exists inside you a place of stillness, silence, and peace. Find that place inside that is so quiet and allow yourself to rest in that place for several minutes. Take your time. Find that space. Anytime a thought comes through, use one of the techniques like relaxing your mind, relaxing your tongue, or focus on slowing down your breathing. You can visualize your thoughts like puffs of dark clouds fading away and just watch them go away. And find your place and return to the place of stillness. Take your time. It's important to find that place of stillness inside you. As you prepare to return to the outside space, very gradually begin to be aware of what you're experiencing. This is very important. The feeling of relaxation in your body, the contents of your mind, and once again, be aware of the place of peace and stillness inside. How it feels. And where is it in your whole body? You may wish to find a few keys for what this feels like to help you return to the state of consciousness more easily and effortlessly. that is why it's good to find those keys. These keys or cues might be a body sensation, a color, an image, or a sound, or whatever they bring about. After doing these exercises, take several deep breaths and allow yourself to stretch and reawaken fully, feeling alert and refreshed. Make sure that you're completely back in the outside environment before you begin dealing with it. In other words, these exercises can take you really deep and very deep into yourself. Then you're consciously aware of it. So you have to really make sure you're completely out and able to interact with the environment so that you can function in your day-to-day life where you can go driving. You have to be careful because and operating dangerous equipment, so you don't want to be inside so much that you're not able to do that. So you got to ground and come back to the current space, the current environment, whether it's a workspace, whether it's home, wherever you are. I hope you had a good meditation and went really deep. I would love to hear feedbacks from everybody so that I know how it affected you. Thank you so much.